Right now, on our ticket hotline, we are joined by the Hall of Fame coach himself, the great Bill Parcells. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Okay, now who am I speaking with? Is one of you Corby?
No, this is Bob and Norm, Coach.
Okay, well, I like that kid Corby. I'd rather be talking to him, but okay, whatever.
Well, we know him.
What do you want?
Well, we just wanted to get your feelings on how the Cowboys, what you think of the state of the Cowboys this year.
Well, thanks for asking how I'm doing, first of all. Are you maybe show a little compassion for me?
I'm sorry, Coach. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. You know, I don't have to worry about winning football games anymore, okay? I don't have to deal with guys like you in the media. I play the ponies quite a bit, Norm. I know you know a thing or two about that, so I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
How's your home at Saratoga, Coach? You built that several years ago.
Yeah, I put it on the market because I hadn't been doing that well with the ponies. You know about that.
Well, we're all distressed about the Cowboys season, Coach. 3-8. It's been a big mess. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the redhead is doing a hell of a job, isn't he? Huh? You know, Jerry always talking about the redhead and how the redhead was going to be his coach one day. Well, let me tell you something. Just because you got red hair and a degree from Princeton, okay, doesn't make you a good football coach, okay? I've forgotten more football than that kid will ever know, okay? So am I surprised to see the team struggling? Not really. No, not really, okay?
The injuries, though.
But let me tell you something that redhead.
Yes, Coach?
You know who's in my coaching tree? You know who's coached for me?
Who's that?
Belichick, okay. Coughlin, Tommy Coughlin.
Uh-huh.
Sean Payton, okay. That's a lot of Super Bowl winners, okay, right there. You know who's in the redhead's coaching tree, don't you?
Who's that?
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think that tree's been planted yet, okay? Who's he produced?
It's a rather short list, isn't it?
It's a real short list. Which one are you?
I'm Bob, Coach. Bob. Coach, great admirer of your work. The running game, since you know they let DeMarco Murray go, it just hasn't got on its feet, has it?
Look, it comes down to talent, okay?
Uh-huh.
I you remember when I was there? I brought in guys like Romo, okay?
Yeah.
I drafted guys like Witten. And DeMarcus Ware, okay. You know, the redhead, he's drafted guys like Joseph Randle and Gavin Escobar. So you do the math, okay? You do the math there.
do you at least feel like the defense has much, Coach?
Defense, you know, what you want me to get all X's and O's, and it's going to be over your head, okay? So, let me just say this, because you know what I hear in the media from you guys is that it's Jerry. Well, I like Jerry. I had a good working relationship with Jerry, okay? Did he make a pass or two at me when he was tipsy? Sure. But I can handle that, okay? Look at the problem with Jerry isn't Jerry, okay? It's that family of his. It's those kids. They're always playing with their walkie-talkies and distracting Jerry and running around his office. And, you know, Jerry, he spends more time changing Jerry Jr.'s diapers than he does evaluating football players, okay? So that's a problem. That's the problem, okay?
Coach, Terrell Owens.
Which one is this?
This is Norm. This is the old one.
Oh, God.
Terrell Owens is eligible for the Hall of Fame this year. Have you had much contact with the player lately?
You know, I don't even really want to talk about the player, okay? Because that was the one problem that I had with Jerry, was when he made me take that guy, the player, okay? Because the player, he poisoned things. He japped us, okay? No offense to the Orientals.
Coach.
But he cost me a third Super Bowl title. I've won two. I got two, but he cost us a third. He wasn't around. We would have won the Super Bowl in my last season there in Dallas.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you had a good team, but the Super Bowl? No, no way.
No. Now, which one is this? Is this Bob?
This is Bob, Coach.
Oh, okay. You're the guy that watches all the game film, right?
A little bit, Coach. I enjoy football very much.
Yeah, look it. You could watch film 10 hours a day for the next 40 years, okay? And you wouldn't come close to the amount of film that I've watched in my lifetime, okay? So you're going to tell me that you know that we wouldn't have won this. So, are you in the Hall of Fame?
No, I'm not.
I can't remember. I don't recall seeing you there.
No, I'm surely not in the Hall of Fame,
you're
Coach.
You're not in the, well, you know what?
I've been to the Hall of Fame.
Guess who in this conversation is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? That's me. That would be me.
Yeah, I introduced you as Hall of Fame Coach Bill Parcells.
So you want to tell me that I don't know what I'm... Now I remember why I don't like the media, because you ask stupid questions, okay? I only agreed to do this because I thought you guys were Corby. And I heard about your blue elephant day.
Right.
Or whatever. And now you're not Corby,
well,
either
I know,
of you.
We know Corby.
Well, that's not good enough. I'm gonna go now because I thought you were Corby.
Coach, we don't want you to leave.
Goodbye to both of you. I'm done talking with you. I hate the media.
Oh, that's Hall of Fame Coach Bill Parcells, and that went very very poorly. I upset him, Norm.
You're not the first media person to upset him, Bob.
Maybe they would have won the Super Bowl without
T.O.
I'd
like to